Chapter 6. Leaving Apple. Steve started to have more problems at Apple because he was not easy to work with. He was often rude to people. At that time, the boss of Apple was John Sculley. Steve and John worked well together at the start. But then Steve started to argue a lot with John and other people because they had very different ideas about Apple. In 1985, Steve left the company. "Apple isn't my home anymore," he thought. Steve left Apple. Steve took some of his favorite people from Apple with him, and he started another company. He wanted to build a computer for businesses and colleges. This computer was called Next. Business computers were something different for Steve. Again, Steve wanted the computer to look beautiful. But this was difficult because the Next was big and like a box. It cost a lot of money and time to build and design it. The Next finally launched on the 12th of October 1988. It was another great launch, and Steve was on stage for 3 hours. The Next was a very good computer, and it had brilliant software. Sir Tim Berners-Lee invented the internet on a Next, but the Next cost $6,500, and this was too expensive for most businesses. It did not sell well, but it brought a lot of good ideas to the world of computers. You could read books on the Next. This was the beginning of electronic books, e-books. Steve often worked on lots of things at the same time. In 1985, he visited George Lucas's company, Lucasfilm. George Lucas was famous for his Star Wars films. At Lucasfilm, there was a smaller company called the Graphics Group, and George Lucas wanted Steve to see its work. The Graphics Group made computers and software, and it did brilliant things with pictures and animation. Steve loved the Graphics Group's work because it brought art and technology together. The Next Computer. George Lucas. In 1986, Steve bought the Graphics Group and called it Pixar. The company had a very special computer. It could do lots of brilliant things with pictures. Steve planned to sell lots of these computers to companies. The computers were very good, but they cost $125,000. Not many companies bought them. But Pixar made animation easier, and Disney started using its technology for their films. Pixar and Disney then started working together. In 1995, they gave the world the film Toy Story. That film changed the world of animation and cinema. Pixar and Disney planned to make more films together, but Steve and Disney argued a lot. Pixar made Toy Story, but only Disney had their name on it. Steve wanted Pixar's name on the films too. At first, Disney did not want this, but Steve was a brilliant businessman. After some time, Disney said yes. It was difficult to say no to Steve. Pixar became as famous as Apple, and they made a lot of films. Here are their first 10 films. How many do you know? Toy Story, 1995. A Bug's Life, 1998. Toy Story 2, 1999. Monsters, Inc., 2001. Finding Nemo, 2003. The Incredibles, 2004. Cars, 2006. Ratatouille, 2007. Wall-E, 2008. Up, 2009. The Pixar computer was very special, but it cost a lot of money. Pixar and Disney made lots of films together.